Fred Film Radio, International Documentary Film Festival, Amsterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 International Documentary Film Festival, Amsterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Jens Pedersen. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
You are most welcome.
You're also the creator and producer of a series called Kids on the Silk Road. Is that correct?
Well, it's my idea, and I'm also the director and photographer of the series, but I have had a producer and an executive producer who helped me a lot, both of them. And also my producer is joining me a little bit later for the premiere here.
Would you like to introduce it a little bit?
Yeah, it's called Kids on the Silk Road, and it's about it's five films, and each of them are 20 minutes. And it's about spunky kids who get some kind of challenge in life that they feel that they have to act on, you know. There's, for instance, there's one girl in Mongolia, and she's striving to become an acrobat. But the real story behind the story is that her father is serving life in prison, and she's sort of doing it to... clean the family name or resurrect the family and restore family pride, you can say.
Right. Before we talk about some of the elements of the series in more detail, mm-hmm. I'd just like to quite simply ask you where this idea came from.
Well, I did another series from Afghanistan, which was actually presented here 3 years ago, and which was called Faith, Hope, Afghanistan. But essentially, it was there I got the concept of trying to hook up with kids who sort of start acting in their own life and exchange the innocence of childhood with experience and grow with it in a way and find a way like simply to grow as a person. And I thought these stories were so inspirational and I wanted to continue that. Mm. And then there was also another thing which is a little bit peculiar, but I've done a lot of documentaries before for a grown-up audience. And when I did finally start making films for kids, I found an audience that was a lot more responsive and a lot more like into the films. And so it was like a combination of the two things, I think.
What's the difference between filming children and filming, let's say, grown-ups?
I think there's no difference. I mean, I make these films exactly like I would make films with grown-ups. Like, I try to explore, you know, the mind of the child and explore why somebody's doing something. And that is basically, when you do these personal documentaries, I think it's the same with no matter if it's adults you're filming or if it's kids you're filming. But the stories are, of course, quite different. But when you're doing a character-driven story, I think what is important is that the camera is sort of focusing on what is important for your character, and that's no matter whether it's a grown-up person or a child, you know. Mm. You could say I focus very much on people who act on a challenge. Mm. Like, for instance, if you have there's one of the stories with a guy who more or less moved away from home by the age of 11 and sleeps on a beach in Bangladesh and has in many ways a very, very good life because he's very good at making friends. So what is interesting for me is like the strategies that people, they kind of develop when they are faced with a challenge. And you can learn from that. And I guess that's why I do it. And also, you know, these kids who act are also a little more funny than just making very static stories. Yeah. Like, yeah.
So as you mentioned earlier, five films.
Yeah, five films are complete. Five films are complete now, and we are here to attract financing for 10 more, hopefully.
For a second series.
For season two.
Season two.
Yeah.
Why don't we use the films that are being presented here at ITFA as an example of the stories? And could you maybe tell me a little bit about them?
What they have in common is the core of these films is the child going into action on some kind of challenge. And to say, there's one story, for instance, about a boy who is presented with a wild horse from his father, in Kyrgyzstan, and he races this horse and he tries to break it in, but one day it turns out it kicks his brother in the head. So they need to put it away. They need to put it down. And so his story is about, to me, it's about limitless love destroying itself in a way, because he wasn't tough enough with that horse. He didn't teach the horse to respect human beings, and he paid for it in the way that he had to sacrifice the horse.
A lesson.
A lesson, yeah, you can say that.
Coming of age.
Yeah, coming of age, you can say that too.
So even if the films are shot in different countries, I guess it's not necessarily geography that's really driving the movie, the series.
Not at all. The context is secondary in a way, you know, like the character is the one creating the story. And we learn a lot about the context, of course, the cultural context, because that is in many cases what the children are fighting a little bit. For instance, there's another story about a girl who's getting married to a strange man in Nepal. The family have found, and so that's a very cultural specific thing that she is experiencing and struggling with in a way. So you learn about the culture, you learn about, you see the food, you see what they do, but it's never the focus of the story. But of course there's a lot of free things, like for a filmmaker, when you go to a place like Nepal or Kyrgyzstan, you have you know, the nature is very rich, each of the places and very different, so you get a lot from simply traveling around and meeting kids in very different situations.
So production-wise, because you're collaborating with so many different countries, is it difficult to get a project like this off the ground?
Well, it's difficult because in the sense that you're looking for a good character, and that is always, in a way, the main challenge production-wise. So you need to invest a lot of time in that, and find a sample of kids who are a potential for a story, and then you need to go and talk to them and see will they actually be able to carry the story. But I think anywhere you go in the world, you will always find the child who kind of awakes and starts taking a fight with life and trying to improve life for himself or herself or his surroundings.
Yes. Yeah. Is there any other filmmakers involved?
Yeah, I have like some very dedicated researchers in each of the countries. And I mean, in Mongolia, it was a film production company who helped me. In Kyrgyzstan, it was a local guy who just happened to speak very, very excellent English and had been involved with social work and also a little bit in film. And we struck it off very nicely and, well, became sort of friends for a while we did this. And then I have a Nepali lady whom I've worked with for 12 years who also was involved in three of the films, and also a Bangla lady who joined and contributed so much. Mm. Yeah.
As a final question, I'd just like to ask you why you're interested in this part of the world.
Well, it's not so much the part of the world. It's more like this development stage of the human being is when you start like taking the world in and start making decisions that actually defines the core of whom you are as a person. That is what these processes are at the heart of this series, I think. Mm. But now I should also say that for the next series, because I'm not a very fast filmmaker, and to make 10, we have conscripted two more directors, two other award-winning directors who will join me and make, yeah, a faster production, I think.
Can you tell us who they are?
They are Kasper Astrup and Simon Le Ring, who is right at this moment having his debut with a feature-length documentary here at IFA.
The Distant Barking of Dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
We've interviewed him on that
film. All
right,
yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one. And also Casper has a film here, which I didn't see in Denmark, but I hope to see here.
Very good. As we wait to find out more about Kids on the Silk Road, I thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about it. It was a great pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting me.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.